And do you, knowing what you know about Catholic education, are you surprised that there was controversy over your invitation to speak at Boston College?
No, I'm not surprised that there was controversy, but my understanding is that there are views on both sides of this, that there are many people who very much wanted me to come and speak. People have the right to say whatever they wish, and that's the great blessing of living in a free country. I would just say that when people exercise that right, they should think about people who don't live in freedom. They should think about what it would have meant to try and exercise your right to free speech under Saddam Hussein or under the Taliban. I'm glad now that today, when we are just getting our first glimpses of the first permanent government in Iraq, elected permanent government in Iraq, where there is political discussion and debate and indeed controversy, that the people of Baghdad and the people of Kabul are going to enjoy finally the same liberty to say what they think that the people of Boston do.
And how do you plan to deliver your message to an audience that is, you know, there's been so much controversy?
Look, I'm a university professor. This isn't the first controversy I've seen. It won't be the last. And I'm going to deliver a message, first of all, that's not about me, but is about the graduates, because as I will say in my speech, I would dare anyone my age to actually remember and quote anything that was said by their commencement speaker. So the first thing you have to remember when you're a commencement speaker is that your job is to say something, hopefully not too boring, maybe a little bit memorable, and most assuredly short, so that people can get on with the real business of getting their degrees and going on.